What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spagen drops back to throw and delivers a perfect toss to Luther Burden, the rookie, for a first down into Bills territory. Into the flats they go. Burden having a big game. Makes a move and crosses the 40. Spagen goes to the end zone and finds a man in the corner. It is Tyler Scott for a touchdown. Third year man out of Cincinnati. Spagen finds him, and it's 20-0 Chicago.
Yeah, Joe Davis. I was also at some point surprised that Tyler Scott got back into this offense, pleasantly so. That was the call on Fox last night. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score as we continue to recap a 38-0 Bears preseason win over the Buffalo Bills. And the twos were a big part of this, as we will discuss. But before that, we have to get into not just the fact that the Bears racked up all these yards, not just the fact that they were successful on their first drive, but that for all of what we heard about the concerns surrounding Caleb Williams, I'm not saying they went away, but you feel a lot better seeing him in a game looking like that. The eye test was more than just passed. You feel like you are seeing progress in your QB1 in a game scenario.
With Caleb Williams, my whole thing on Friday, Grody and I talked about it when we were out at Gallagher Way, and I was like, I know people are hard on Caleb Williams right now and no one believes in him, but if Ben Johnson can't fix him, I'm not sure who can. And so when I say fix him, I just mean get him up to speed after what was a wasted first year. Yes, he had some in-game experience, but the lack of direction from Shane Waldron and company show you just how much damage you can do to a first overall pick. And we know patience is not a lot around here as far as quarterbacks go, but Ben Johnson told you, I'm throwing everything at him to see what he can handle. And of course, once you've can't handle stuff, we'll pare it down. I feel like that's what he has done in this training camp. The install, as I mentioned, is over, and Caleb Williams talked a little bit about that. But I want you guys to listen to what Ben Johnson had to say on Caleb Williams in those two drives being locked in.
He's really been locked in. You know, it's anytime you're a young player, there's usually a couple steps forward and one step back. And that's really been the story of his training camp. And he and I have been really open and honest about that as we've gone through. And he's had some really good practices. And then he's had a couple where it's like, that's not good enough, bud. So I thought really the 3 days of practice we had this week and this game were the most he stacked up good days in a row right now. So the challenge is going to be to keep pushing in that direction.
Caleb Williams, 6 of 10 in the game on Sunday night at Soldier Field, 107 yards and a touchdown. So there you go, averaging 10.7 yards per attempt, which is all things you want to discuss out of your quarterback.
Yeah, and like, again, needed to see it, and I want to see. The Bears are off today. They will practice tomorrow, and I am always for everything that he has done up to this point. Leave it behind you and just go forward and hope that maybe something started to click on all of this. We talked about the big plays on the first drive, the second and 15 to Colson Loveland, the 29-yard pass to Cole Kmet. As for the second drive, the third and 5 to DJ Moore was pretty damn important, I thought, just to get that on-field chemistry early between those two guys because it didn't exist early. That was nice. And I don't know how you guys felt, but in that second drive, when it was third and 10, I said to myself, keep it right. I want to see what Caleb Williams does with a third and 10. And then Buffalo jumps off sides. It goes to a third and 4. And then Caleb misses the connection with Rome Odunze. You guys tell me.
It was Rome.
Was that on Rome? Okay, so the pass was perfect by Caleb. I have not watched my TV copy. I took some heat last night.
It was good enough that Rome should have caught the pass.
Okay. But it was not a Layla? But was the pass a little bit askew? A little bit?
I think that it was very much catchable, where especially the expectation out of who should be WR2, who's picked ninth overall.
Fair enough.
Like, if we're gonna hold Caleb Williams to a higher standard,
amen.
I feel like, especially if you know that you're the third down read there too, and we did see a lot of check downs yesterday, successful ones, I feel like, based on the looks they were getting.
Yeah.
I think in that case, you need to know that that's your ball and it's your responsibility. And it was enough like that. Like we talk about being open enough, that was thrown well enough to where he should have made that play. Like we should be talking about two scoring drives for that unit right now.
Who knows what happens?
And you're right in that. That's how you go from good to great. You want to see the team take advantage. You know, we talk about extra outs all the time in baseball. You want to be the team where when you do make a mistake like that and you're the opponent, like the Bills did, oh no, now it's down to 3rd and 4. What's going to happen? You want to make sure that the team on the other side is afraid of you when you've shortened their distance to move the chains.
I'll say this. The ball was far from perfect. It wasn't like he caught him in stride. He had to dive to get it.
Yeah.
But it looked like he should be able to dive and catch the ball. He got his hands on it.
Yeah. I agree. Like what you guys are saying, like he should be a guy, the first round pick, man. Yeah, you got to make degree of difficulty catches.
At the same time, I do love that Caleb Williams after the game said everybody did their job on that play except for me.
Really,
I love that.
Yeah,
I
missed that
again. Accountability. Like it's one thing to say it a lot of times in your press conference. You don't get a reward for the over under on the word, but you do get a reward for saying, because if you're saying it to us. Even that little ripple, you know, people joke about, oh, well, what does the media know? When you're able to say that to us, even if your teammate didn't hear it in the locker room, you know, he knows that publicly that's what you said. You know, that's where it makes a difference, I believe.
I have a word I'd like to use really quickly, if
Let's
I may.
Let's do it.
Can yes. I use a word? There's a word. Yes. There's a word I'd like to use. It's disclaimer. And I know that we have to constantly disclaim. And this is what everybody has to do. We know it's preseason. Because there's a couple texters like doing that. Come on, guys, calm down. It's preseason. You know, we'd get the opposite if we were being critical. But I just got a hilarious text from somebody that works in the building who frequently texts the score and can be as hard. And I won't say his name necessarily. But he is as harsh as can be. Like, he's a meatball, mean texter. So he texts this based on what my praise. He said, for the love of Pete, calm your bleep down. We all know preseason is meaningless. People forget every year. I hope they're better. But they lost 10 in a row last year. Have we not been as critical as can be of Caleb Williams when he has not been?
I think everyone has been.
Good. So,
this is what bothers me. Like, that's what being fair is.
Good is good.
Being truly fair
yes.
is acknowledging that those things happened when it's appropriate.
What's
and also acknowledging
you?
the progress a team makes when it's appropriate.
We don't make up narratives ever.
I'm not saying this. I'm not proclaiming this ever, but I'm not saying this is a playoff. I'm not proclaiming anything. It's not like I decided that the life is being changed here. But when if you put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself what they're looking for. And if you do that, then you feel better about what you saw yesterday. And that's where I laugh at this. Oh, preseason is meaningless. Oh, it's just one Cubs game. Chick, it all adds up.
Honestly, like...
I'm sitting here talking to you about a 5-game stand against the Brewers that we shouldn't because they did their jobs. I can do the same with watching a preseason game today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Preseason can be whatever you want it to be. Like if you could consume. I'm talking about to the listeners, to the Bears fans. You could take it as seriously or not seriously as you want to, but we will always tell you what is in front of us, what we see, what I saw last night at Soldier Field, what you guys saw on your televisions last night was a quarterback that had a hell of a first drive of the game, which was the bulk of his playing time last night, and it was pretty good.
And are you saying, like, oh, is he the next MVP? No. And by the way, I appreciated the broadcast last night putting up Josh Allen's numbers from last season, which was monumental for him, as we know, award-winning everything. Do you see that completion rate in the regular season?
It's very, very good.
63.6, though. Does that sound like 70 to you?
No, it does not.
You need to tell me you can still be wildly successful and not hit a goal number as a quarterback?
Are you taking a shot at Ben Johnson right now?
No, I'm saying like that's how you need to consider some of these measurements and goals. Yes, that's the goal you have. You shoot for this because you know that this might be the result. Similarly, when you're building a baseball roster, you shoot for a 90-win team because you know that that will get you a result in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right, right. Just go for an exaggerated goal. Yep.
So we're talking about Caleb Williams and his performance last night here on Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody here on 670 The Score. And I want to make sure I understand this. The people who are critical of it only being a preseason game, are you saying they would not complain if Caleb Williams had gone out there and thrown two interceptions?
And we would be too, because we'd be talking about what we saw.
You can't have it both ways.
Well, I mean, you know what? Here's the funny part. You can, but like nobody's calling you out for it. You're not putting your name on something. We can see your phone number. We have Google and all of that. Oh, but like when it comes to, like, we put our names on this stuff every day. The segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. But we are allowed to talk about what we saw. And you're right. We didn't see two interceptions out of our quarterback.
And he looked good. My point is this. You watched him. He looked good. The offense looked, more than anything, it looked crisp. The operation of it all. It looked like what a football team with a good offense is supposed to look like. I don't care if they're going up against Buffalo's ones, twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes. You still got to go out there and do the thing. They went out there and they did the thing. To my satisfaction, to be like, okay, if you only want to go two series with Caleb Williams, I'm good with that. Now, whether or not he plays in the third preseason game, that's another story. But as far as his improvement from what we saw in training camp, and Ben Johnson told you, the last three practices plus this preseason game, he's now stacking in the right direction as opposed to two steps forward, one step back. It looks like it's all going forward. And it's not going to be linear, but in this case, it does look pretty linear to me.
I love linear. There's so much nonlinear these days in sports that I have a new appreciation for just linear in general. And I feel bad that I took it for granted all of these years since I learned the word in junior high, linear.
I'm going to let you sit with that because you're right. I love linear too. If everything were linear, then we could predict everything and everything would be really easy models.
I like chaos.
Yeah, but things
are
not.
You're one of those people, huh?
They're cyclical, they're random, and et cetera. I also want to get to this. We've just been cooking. That's the problem. We're too excited.
We're cooking.
We are, but it's because we're happy about what we saw yesterday. And again, the goal is progress and growth. This is the fun part. Okay, so is it a one or a zero? It's a one. They achieved that yesterday. Ryan Poles, I thought, and I know you were at the game, Mark.
Yeah, so I have not heard this.
Bears GM Ryan Poles, I thought, was really good talking to the Fox broadcast because I felt, your team is up 31-0 when you get into the broadcast booth.
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, B, you know, it's national TV.
Poles, you seeing all this?
It's national TV, and he gets to flex a little bit. But I also think he was in his element with Greg Olsen and Joe Davis talking and just watching tape and kind of, you can tell that that's probably his happy place, just talking about individual players, watching the tape, seeing what he sees. The compliments that he gave to Luther Burden, not just when asked, but then when they showed him his video, I think that that's really important. I want to spend some significant time on it, especially since he got so much attention to begin with in OTAs in this training camp. So can we take a brief break and do it on the other side of the break? And again, join us 312-644-6767 and join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore.
I want to remind people, Football Talk on the Score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.